All right, 3, 2, 1. Let's get this party started, as my good friend used to say. Welcome back. Welcome me back. Welcome you back. If you're still out there, welcome back to the Gym Life Podcast. That's right, long break. I am back. I know it's redundant, right? He's back again, then he's going to be gone. He's back again, gone again. But no, seriously, this time, I promise, I am back. It's been a long, I guess about 6 months or so, 7 months, and you know, life gets in the way, man. I tell you, it's never planned, and certainly when you do come back, as we all know, you better be engaged and ready to go. You can't half-ass it, and I really felt like at any moment, if I had to come back any sooner, I was just going to half-ass it. Had a lot going on, but like any good gym comeback, the gym life comeback is no different. Ready to rock and roll and, you know, put the pedal to the metal and start lifting some heavy iron, I guess you can say. I am back and ready to go. Actually, I kicked it off last weekend. I was at the Battle of Asgard in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and invited to do the live stream out there, which, again, no ADL here. That's a fact. I am just a one-man wrecking crew, although I did have my friend Cody help me commentate that event. It was a lot of fun, and it was just the extra little push I needed to get right back in the middle of all this, because I ran into some old faces and got a chance to see, well, what we all love to see, man, guys and gals lifting heavy weight and putting time into the gym. And you know what? The truth is, that gym out there too, Jeremy Mulcher's gym, Raw Strength, there is what every guy dreams of, certainly those of us who like lifting heavy weight. It's not your typical, should I say, box gym or commercial gym. This is a gym designed specifically for the athlete, Highland Games, powerlifting, strongman for sure, maybe some bodybuilding, but certainly anybody that wants to be challenged a little bit differently than just going to the local Planet Fitness, Anytime Fitness, whatever 24-hour places around. So it is a nice touch to get to a place like that and get a chance to just breathe it all in, and that place is certainly out of this world. Every town needs a gym like Raw Strength. Some of us are lucky to have one or two. Some of us don't have any within 30 miles, including myself, probably 50 miles of me. So we got to make do with what we got between friends and warehouses and garages and what we can get at the gym and that kind of thing. But, you know, that's a topic for another day, talking about this gym evolution and what we deal with now. But I think there's a comeback happening. I think there's a big comeback with gyms in the type of equipment guys and gals are looking for, in large part, and I've said it 1,000 times on this show, social media does certainly influence, and it influences, you know, people in wanting to expose themselves to different types of training apparatus, and there's only certain gyms that can pull that off. Raw Strength is one of them. So it was super cool to get out there and do the commentary on that event, all 6 hours of it. As you know, strongman shows do not last a couple. It may be one of the most difficult commentating jobs in all of sports. Yeah, that's right. I'll say it because it's true. Those of you who have done it and done it with me or had done it on their own through all these great events and all these live streams know exactly what I'm talking about. You kind of lose your mind like 3 hours into some of these shows. So holding it together is difficult, but it is so much damn fun. Got to witness a lot of great athletes there. That one for sure. It was almost a winter day. It started snowing as soon as we got there. I don't think it reached above 45 the whole day, which is probably perfect for a lot of those guys competing. In large part, they didn't have to worry about, you know, cooling down. They were pretty much going inside to grab a cup of coffee to stay warm, but no injuries. So that's always first and foremost when you walk away from any contest, let alone one that's not above 50 degrees. No injuries that I can remember or anything significant for that matter. It was a cool show. Got to see some big feats of strength, 275 log, pressed multiple times by several people. We got to see a 14-inch wagon wheel deadlift, a true wagon wheel deadlift, which was fun. And then, of course, one of my favorites is weight over bar, incorporating some Highland Games stuff into a strongman competition. And this was legit. They used an actual WOB or weight over bar apparatus, which is basically a 56-pound block on a 6-inch chain with a circular handle on it. And I think they used a 41 or 42-pounder for the masters and novice, and they used the 28-pounder for the women. It was fantastic. It was fun to watch. Again, about 6 hours, made it through. The video wasn't terrible, so you guys may be picking that up on the Gym Life podcast right now. Yeah, for whatever reason, when it downloaded to YouTube, you know, the reception in that area is kind of bad. And again, I'm not ADL live here. I don't carry my own antenna and Wi-Fi and all that good stuff. But we made a go at it, and I think most of it was pretty watchable. You know, the camera angle on the first event, the kegs running back and forth, that was a bit tough. I mean, a lot of crowd and a lot of gathering and that sort of thing. But I think all the other events went off pretty well. I'm going to get a little bit better at that. I've got four more shows I'm signed up to do this year, or three anyhow, that I'm going to live stream. I'll make that announcement right now, as a matter of fact. Battle at the Beach in Harbor Beach, that's Nick O'Hare's show. Motor City Monsters, which is a Detroit Muscle show. And then I'll be back in Kalamazoo for Raw Strength 3, the third installment of that show, which is their biggest show of the year in August. So I'm looking forward to that. But one of the things I'm going to do differently this time around with the podcast, because I've got myself in a real good position to do this without sponsorships, and I can manage to get around a little bit, is I'd like to get to one show every month between now and the end of the year. Obviously, the colder it gets up here, the warmer it gets everywhere else, and that's where I want to be. But certainly, if you guys have a show that you just want Gym Life podcast and me out there to add another layer to it, yeah, give me a shout. I'd love to come out. If it's in within reason, within driving distance, let's have a chat. I'll get out there. Let's live stream your show. You know, obviously simple format, and I'll commentate it for you, hang out with the athletes, and drink some beers after it's all said and done. So if anybody out there requires that or wants that, let me know. I'll throw my shit in the truck and head down your way or out your way. With that said, Alabama's strongest golf man on the Gulf Shore, I'm absolutely going to go down there this year. I've talked to Tyler Davis about that event, for about 2 or 3 years now, and it's one of the bigger events in the South, and I'm going to get there. It's going to be a huge lineup. I've said it year after year, I got to get there, This year, I'm committing right now, Alabama's strongest man, Gulf Shore. It's in August, I think August 17th, August 16th, right around there. I'm coming down there. I'm making that announcement now. And then, of course, there's many, many others this side of the Mississippi that I'd love to get to. I'd probably draw the line right at the Mississippi, maybe Texas, maybe. But again, I'll probably just drive down and, of course, make a little vacation out of it while I'm at it. So pick an area that's kind of nice. I'll be there probably. Drink a coffee. Good stuff. So, you know, getting back to, you know, the layoff and what that means from a podcasting perspective. You know, I had this vision of grandeur. Like, I just do all this research, come back, and just start from where I left off. Truth is, that's impossible. You just can't absorb everything that's going on out there. I don't care if you're on social media every day. You can be on Instagram, TikTok, and make 5 phone calls a day, and you could not keep up with strength sports, gym life, or anything about it, whether it's powerlifting, bodybuilding, CrossFitting, or other. You couldn't do it. So why even bother? I'm just going to take off where I left off, so to speak, and that's just getting into a conversation and rambling on every single day and maybe catching up through that conversation, because I've tried. There's some cool things that have stood out for sure. Nick Camby, that's a standout to me. Nick Camby going to World's Strongest Man this year, representing Italy. Well, why not? He's Italian. Good move on his part. I've noticed some people are, you know, a little back and forth about whether or not that, you know, that's a legitimate qualification for World's Strongest, that kind of thing. You guys know what I'm talking about. You know, whether or not, you know, Nick is qualified to be one of the representatives of the World's Strongest Man. He absolutely is. There's no doubt about it. Listen, he's arguably probably the strongest 105er of all time. Well, wait a second. I know some of you out there right now are going to look at me and go, oh, no. Oh, don't start this. Well, listen, I was on the top of the game when he left the 105ers. He won just about everything, if not everything, in the 105 category. And Nick challenged himself to become a heavyweight, and he's done a hell of a job with it. He finished pretty strong at the Arnold last year. He finished strong at Europe's Strongest Man this year, I think in the top 5 or 6. And listen, he's representing. Nobody's going to argue the strength of Nick Camby. Whether or not he can actually go and compete against these other giants of the sport, yeah, that remains to be seen. But take nothing away from the effort in getting there, and I won't. I'm a big Nick Canby fan, and I think it's great. He markets himself better than most strongmen ever will, which you got to give him a ton of credit for that. You know, a lot of guys need to take a few pages out of his book, to be honest with you, because he's proven what you can do with talent and a little personality could go a long ways because it is marketable. Sponsors like it. You know, obviously fans enjoy it. And certainly it's going to get you to places maybe you otherwise couldn't have got to by showcasing that along with your talent. So good job, Nick Canby, and I love it. And he's going to represent well, whether or not he does well or not. I'm proud that he's there, and I think all you should be too. Now, some of you, I'll start a little controversy here, just a little. You know I like to stir up a little shit sometimes. I know there's some of you out there that like to see other guys invited in there. You know what I'd really like to see? Because there's one guy in particular that I know would love to go head-to-head with Nick Canby, and that's Andrew Clayton. And I'm not the only one that's ever said it. And I know we all have our opinions on everybody. That's a fact. But I also like Andrew Clayton, and I like the way he gets things done as well when it comes to the sport. I know he was a heavyweight once and a really good one. He's been there, and Nick's going there. And I've been watching videos of Andrew Clayton lately move some pretty ominous weight around in this sort of retired status he's in from the 105 class. I'm just throwing it out there. Wouldn't that be one hell of a head-to-head between those two? I don't know if there's any bad blood there or not. I'm assuming there's probably bad blood there. I'm guessing with those two personalities probably don't mix very well. And hearing some conversation here and there over the years, and I'm not suggesting that hasn't all been squashed, nor am I trying to reignite that. I'm just saying it would be an interesting, drama that would unfold with a show with both those guys in it leading up to it. And I'm not so sure it'll ever happen, but it just got me thinking. When I saw Nick doing what he was doing, I've been watching some videos of Andrew Clayton move some really, really heavy weight in his newfound retired body weight that he's at. And, boy, those two personalities, you want to talk about lighting the strongman world on fire. And maybe I'm just way out of bounds saying this. Maybe I am. You know, everybody's going to have their take on this, I'm sure, once this video comes out, but or this podcast comes out. And maybe it's already been spoken about. Maybe it's already been squashed. I don't know, right? I'm just getting back into this podcasting stuff after 6 months off. So there's a lot of things that may have transpired that I'll talk about on the show, and you guys will go, well, he didn't do his homework. Well, I'm trying. I'm trying to play catch up fast. I wasn't that good in school. I'm not really good at taking notes for this shit either, to be honest with you. That's why it's so important that I'm actually back on social media. So I'll throw that one out there with you. Nick Canby versus Andrew Clayton. Wouldn't that be cool? But anyhow, despite that, if we see and when we do see Nick Canby compete World's Strongest Man, rooting for him all the way. That's so much fun to see. As is a lot of the Americans that are out there, Trey Mitchell and Bobby Thompson and Tom Evans again, of course. And, you know, we got Evan Singleton. That's a guy that I really want to see do well this year if he can get through that event injury-free. I'm talking about that, of course, because we know World's Strongest Man is coming up May 1st, I think, really within, about a week and a half out. So, man, we're right there. We're right in the sweet spot of the year, and I'm getting here just in the nick of time. So that's going to be fun to watch. We'll probably talk about that in the next show as well. My opportunity here to do shows is going to be pretty open, actually. And that's why I'm glad that I'm, you know, getting this one out here today with little or no homework, just coming on to ramble and talk to you guys for a minute. And then we're going to get going, pick up some speed, start talking about, you know, some fun things. And what I'd really like to change in the show moving forward and keep the formatting very much the same, which is Joe just rambling on about shit he doesn't know what he's talking about, anecdotally and other. Yeah, don't worry. For those of you who enjoy that, I'm still going to give that to you. But what I'm going to start doing is incorporating some other things that I think that are important that may be well received, and that's, you know, longevity and some nutritional stuff and maybe some you know, and not being the expert in any of that by any stretch, but maybe some naturopathic stuff. And I'm only going to bring that in because I've been talking to a lot of really smart people and implementing a lot of these type of things into my regimen a little bit. So I really got some fun stuff that I think that will resonate with a lot of you guys that would be really fun to talk about. And then bring in some of those people as well, these experts in these naturopathic fields, these, you know, these supplement fields, these areas where all of us, and I mean all of us, not just the 20-something starting in the sport, but the 40-pluses that are trying to carry out, you know, their strongman legacy as long as they possibly can, or just being in the gym lifting and being healthy. So I'd like to incorporate a bit more of that. I think it's a lot of the behind the scenes stuff outside of just these competitions, these athletes and all these big lifts, but everything these guys and gals are doing that are allowing them to get to the where they're at on a competitive level, on a personal level, on just an everyday functional level. And I think that would be a lot of fun to talk about. I know I'm super interested in all that stuff. And I think there's a fair number of you guys out there too that are and would be interested in hearing what other people have to say in that respect and some other ideas and things that people are actually doing and getting result from. And I've got a few things myself that have been passed along to me. So I can't wait to share that. Another thing that I'm going to start doing is I'm going to start kind of reaching out to not just athletes like I did before, you know, where we're talking to just a lot of it, which those are great interviews, don't get me wrong. But I really want to get some more behind the scenes of the sport as well, and sports, gym life, again, and start talking to some people that are kind of on the peripheral that lend to this world that we're all a part of, you know, not just the strongman community or strength community, but beyond, because I think ultimately there's got to be a place for us to land when this is all over with. And I know a lot of us out there, this will never be over with, you know, to the day I die. And sadly for some of us, that might be the case, but certainly there are other opportunities out there as we move forward. And whether you're young and through injury, or old and just through wear and tear, that you end up having a different landing pad and you're going into kind of a different area of lifting functionally that allows you to take and carry over a lot of this stuff that you've done now as a competitor, or leaning in that direction to be more functional and kind of changing your whole sort of dynamic around when it comes to how you train, where you're going with it, and what your goals are. So we're going to do a lot of that kind of stuff too. Maybe I'll lose all you guys. I don't know. But I certainly hope we got enough good mix here that I can capture your attention for a good part of this podcast and pass it along to others if, you know, you feel like they might fall into that category that would like some of the other stuff as well. Because there's so many great personalities and great things that make up all these sports that, man, I just feel like I didn't do a good enough job the last time out before this more recent comeback to present a lot of that to you. So we're going to get a lot of that out to you. I say we, right? The one-man wrecking crew, me, myself, and I. All right, drying up here. A couple drink of coffee here. Slurping into the microphone. That's good stuff. I buy this Chobani creamer. I know I'm a big baby. I don't drink black coffee, but I buy this Chobani creamer. God, that's good. Oh, God, it's like real cream anyhow. That's how I justify it. This is like white chocolate raspberry. I know, real, real tough drink, right? But in any case, it's delish. I went on Iron Podium today, and I saw to no surprise, so many damn shows to wrap my head around. Many of them new. Many of them were coming back again for the, you know, umpteenth time, which is super cool to see. That's traction, right? That's what we want, certainly in the strongman community. Alabama Strongest, I mentioned that, in the Gulf Shore. That's been around for a while. Been wanting to get there. I'm going to get there. War Past Strengths, Windy City Strongman next week. Or 2 weeks from now, or 2 weekends from now in Chicago. That's Mike Lohman's. That's going to be another one that I've been wanting to get to. Sorry, Mike. I know last year that tricep tear kind of threw me out. But eventually I will. I can't do it this year. But the good news is I'm going to be getting with Mike Lohman and Ken McClelland on the new book, Mastering Strongman. I posted that on my Instagram the other day. To no surprise, you guys probably know what's out there. But I finally ordered my copy off of Amazon. I've been meaning to do that. No sooner did I do that, I got in a conversation with Mike and wanting to get him and Ken on, because I cannot wait to get this book. I can't wait to read. More than likely, I'm going to go, yup, this is exactly what I'm thinking, right, being an older guy myself. But it's just so good to see, because there's a lot of guys out there that are reaching that golden years of the sport, or of heavy lifting or competing, and there's a whole different idea of how to get the job done now. And you're not necessarily making a comeback anymore. You're retooling and you're rebooting everything when you get older. And I can't wait to dive into that book, because that's going to, of course, a lot of information that I'm looking for, being an older guy myself. But more importantly, man, it's going to allow guys to train longer and compete longer. And so I can't wait to have a conversation with them, of course. That's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to set that up pretty quick. So let's get my copy of the book. Pretty soon here, in the next few days, probably take me a day and a half to read it. I'm going to cruise right through it. I know how interesting that's going to be to me. And as soon as I do, I'm going to make my notes, get a hold of those guys, find out what would be a good time to interview them and get on and let's just have a real good talk about getting older and being strong, which is never an easy thing to do. But we're going to, you know, obviously turn it over with those guys and get to the nitty gritty of it all. So going to do that. Other things that I saw on Iron Podium that just kind of caught my eye right away. One of my friends, Scott Dobbs, many of you know him in the Great Lakes community. He's been around forever. Guy doesn't know when to stop competing. Another old guy that just, you know, has a switch in his head that's broken. He's going to keep going until he can't do it anymore. And he's looking good, by the way. Scott, you're looking great. I've been following you on Instagram here and there. Massonomics. You guys seen that one yet in South Dakota? It's Massonomics. It's the big class and the big novice class and the big women's class. And it's a 250 plus, 250 under show. There's not several weight classes, so pretty old school, like a lot of us remember from the, you know, the plus the 105 and super heavyweight days. There were never more than that. Generally, there were two classes in every show, maybe three, and then they started adding all these other ones, which is great. I'm not knocking it, but this is kind of an old school show. This is 250 plus, 250 under, and that's going to lead to a lot of big heavy men lifting a lot of big heavy weight. So that one's going to be, well, I won't be able to make it out there, I don't think. South Dakota is not on my list. Maybe it is. I don't know. I've never seen how far it actually takes to get to South Dakota or how far of a drive that would be, but that could be an interesting one. Massonomics. Another one I saw that looked Third Monkey Throwdown. I mean, some of these posters that these guys are putting together, they get my attention. And if they get my attention, they got to be getting a lot of your attention out there as well. So that would be kind of a cool one. I think that's in Ohio, so that would almost be like legitimately an option for me. And then, of course, one that I didn't see up there. Is it just me? Is it Dia del Dildo not making a comeback this year? Dia del Dildo. Chris Vaccio's show. It has, of course, the two black, you know, I went over it last year in my show. Maybe there's only so much you can do with two 48-inch, 60-pound dildos. I don't know. But it's a shame that show's not coming back. I know a lot of people enjoyed it, and I certainly would have loved to have another conversation about Dia del Dildo, maybe even make it down there. So that I didn't see, but maybe I just didn't see it because it's not posted yet. Like a lot of these shows, it's still early in the season. However, I encourage every one of you promoters out there, get to promoting your shows. Don't wait to the last minute. And oh, by the way, make sure you look and see what's going on around these dates. I seen some guys put their show right around Nationals. Not a good idea, obviously. Not everybody's going to Nationals. I get that. But it's not hard to qualify for Nationals these days, and a lot of your competitors are going to find themselves there. So when I see that, it kind of makes me sad because I'm going, that show may not get the kind of turnout it probably deserves. So remember, figure out what's going around the days that you want to throw your shows and find out if it makes sense or not in your general area. I encourage all you promoters to do that. Speaking of promoters, I am talking to my good friend and, one of the best promoters in the entire world, George Bullard, later on today. You guys know my, how loyal I am to the Great Lakes Strongest Man and happily so. And there is no bigger show around. There is no better show around. It is equivalent to any good pro show or any of the great pro shows out there. And I have no doubt that George this year is going to do something pretty crazy with his Great Lakes Strongest Man 5. Is it 5 already? I'm missing now. Is it 4 last year? Yeah. Jake won 4. Now this is the 5th. Last year we coupled it, or George coupled it with CrossFit. This year, I believe CrossFit's back. It's going to be bigger than better than ever. Every year he adds another facet to this show. I believe ADL Live's back to the show. I'm still playing catch up here, even locally, guys, so bear with me. But George and I are going to finally have that conversation we've been meaning to do for a while today, find out in what capacity I can be up there and help everybody out. I'm hoping I can commentate that show again, at least get the podcast going up there in a different capacity. I've got some fun ideas. We're going to implement them at the Great Lakes this year. I had a little conversation with Panda today, who, of course, you know, was my co-commentator at the show last year. And she's excited about being back there in some capacity as well, which I hope is next to me co-commentating the event, seeing how we both did it together last year. That'd be a great reunion. And then, of course, there's going to be international part of that competition. I know this. Luke Davies is coming now to compete. I believe Rhea's competing, or she's just coming to hang out this year. And Luke's going to be a part of this new pro class or pro show that looks like it's a 105 class. Nick O'Hare, Luke Davies, and others are going to be a part of this big group of 105ers for a pro international pro event. And I'm sure there's a slew of other surprises that George has got planned for this show that I'm not aware of that he's going to fill me in on a little bit later, which means as we move forward with this show, I'll keep bringing you those nuggets every show that I have, or and when I find them out, we can share them with you here. Like the the tower deadlift apparatus being built by Matt Little right now. I was privy to a picture of it, and let me tell you, it rivals anything you've seen on any strongman stage, including World's Strongest Man, Rogue, or any other. It's super, super cool. So again, George keeps pushing the envelope on the Great Lakes Strongest Man. He'll have over 200 competitors there again this year. It's international. We had competitors from all around the United States there last year. I expect the same again, and I expect even a bigger, more diverse spectating crowd, along with more and more competitors coming in from other reaches of the United States and beyond. Everybody knows this show, and everybody wants to be a part of this show. And if you don't, you just don't know, because if you knew, you'd be there. It's that cool of a show. It's that cool of a backdrop. And certainly Turtle Creek Stadium in Traverse City, Michigan, and everything that's got to offer up there in late summer. Are you kidding me? It is as by far one of the best experiences in strongman that you'll ever have. So get up there, whether you're competing or whether you're spectating. You guys will love it. Anyhow, George, we're going to get talking today. Can't wait to have that conversation. That's going to happen shortly after I'm done here recording, which means I'll be recording a new show probably within the next day or two. Guys, listen, I owe you a lot. I'm going to drop a lot of shows here. And I made a lot of notes of a lot of things I want to talk about and people I want to talk to and a lot of people I'm seeking out information for or from so I could bring to this show and, kind of get myself up to speed. But at the same time, if anybody else out there is curious what's been going on or had themselves under a rock for the last 6 months, I'll help you get out of it because we're going to do it together. So, I'll have that conversation. I have conversations lined up with a lot of people behind the scenes that I'm going to have to try to get myself back on track here. What else is going on? So you talk about social media because that's how I'm getting back on track. I got a challenge for all you guys. Take 4 months off of social media. Not that you will. I know you won't. But I did, right? I had to clear my head. I had a lot going on. I had to get everything going in the right direction. And I said, one of the things I got to do is drop social media. Just drop it. It's distracting. I don't know. You almost just want to quit it cold turkey, right? If I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to be influenced in any way. That way, when I come back to it, I can just be amazed. And let me tell you, amazed for sure. Really amazed. The feats of strength we're seeing now are it was like watching grass grow 6 months ago. You knew it was going to happen at any point. It's starting to grow. And all of a sudden, you turn it off for 4 months, 5 months, 6 months. You come back. Now there's several women out there pulling over 600 pounds. Summer Johnson, congratulations. Myler, I can't remember her first name now, recently pulled it as well. 660, I think it was. New world records in both categories for both those women. So these weights are now falling, right? Tyler Davis spoke about Alabama's strongest, who he'll be a part of that. I just seen him load like a 450-pound stone over 48 for the 90 class. Now, of course, I don't think he was actually, he didn't make weight to do that. But still, again, we're seeing feats of strength that we didn't think we'd ever see or witness anytime soon. But here we go again. All these weights are starting to go through the roof again. So that part was super cool. It's like I open up, this social media page again and go, wow, look at all this shit that happened when I took some time off. The bad news is I can't catch up through social media. So that's why I'm reaching out to a lot of people now to kind of get, my bearings again. Because sadly, I shouldn't say sadly. Actually, it's probably the greatest thing to happen to the strongman in particular is our sport is exploding right now. The new names and faces, just going to this show last week at Battle of Asgard, I saw 32 new novice competitors from Southeast Michigan, Ohio, Illinois, and Indiana, which I'm sure they all came from, 32. And, of course, we're going to see another 60 competitors up the Great Lakes. We're going to see in every show that I'm going to locally, there's a novice division that's packed right now. So that just is super exciting knowing that
I know that's replicated throughout the United States. And then when I get on social media and I start scrolling around looking at things, these are all new people in all new places doing all new things. So yeah, try to keep up on it. I know, right? I'm the guy that had the brilliant idea of trying to rank these guys. Can you imagine? I mean, that would take a full-time job for three or four people to even fairly do any type of ranking. So by the way, guys, I'm throwing that out the window. Welcome to anybody who wants to try to take that job over. That's virtually impossible. I think you can arguably rank guys and gals. I don't mean rank them. You can put them in your top 20 on any given Saturday, but that name and that rotation is taking place day in and day out. So in all fairness, I don't know if a ranking outside of who's your OSG champ or who's your Shaw Classic champ or who's your Arnold champ or Nationals champ. What I don't even know if even being a champion in all those categories allows you to be ranked number one or not. It certainly allows you to be ranked in the top 10, but again, it's difficult to do. And I tried to do that with Luke and Panda and some others that were lending their expertise to this, and we were even having a super difficult time doing it. And if we didn't stay up on it every single day, we just weren't doing a good enough job. And it's too difficult to ask somebody to drop everything else they're doing to try to understand these classes and these rankings. Mind you, there'll be a day that comes along where you'll probably have a group that's going to take that on and do a really, really nice job with it. And they're going to lay out the criteria, and it's going to be pages and pages of how they're coming up with this formulation to come up with these number ones and through number tens or however they're going to do the rankings. But it is a task that is monumental, and kudos to anybody who can take that on and do a good job. I'll certainly back you up. I'll give you every bit of the resource that I have to help out with something like that. But if I'm going to continue to do this podcast and have fun with all you guys doing these shows, it's impossible for me to take on that responsibility. So my apologies to all you guys out there. That was just, whew, boy, I got buried in that like really fast. Talk about ambitious ideas. Yeah, that was not good at all. Well-intended, just didn't work out. But speaking of Luke Davies, by the way, I mentioned Luke a couple times. Luke, of course, my good friend over the pond who I've never met. I've met Ree. I've never met Luke in person. That's going to change. He's going to be the Great Lakes Strongest Man, and I'm going to finally get a chance to meet Luke. Sadly, he'll be competing, which means, well, I'm going to throw an after party. I'll let that cat out of the bag. So at least I'll get to drink a few beers with Luke after the show on Saturday if he's not beat up too bad. But really, really looking forward to that because chaos is taking over Great Britain. If they haven't already, I mean, they were already taking over Great Britain 6 months ago before I disappeared for a while. And now chaos, how many shows are you guys honestly promoting? I would say 12 or 15 or maybe more a year. I mean, Britain's Strongest in just about everything, not to mention your Chaos Classics. So kudos to you guys, Ree and Luke, and your whole team over there that's doing what you're doing over in Great Britain. Because what's that allowing, of course, is allowing this meshing, this melding of athletes from one side of the pond to the other and all over Europe and beyond. And I think it's really lending to a broader appeal for our sport, not just over there in Europe where it's been big for a long, long time, but obviously we're seeing big changes over here as a result of it as well. Certainly in competitions like Great Lakes that we're seeing international competitors come over from Australia and Great Britain and everywhere else to take part in some of the biggest amateur shows. Well, pro now, of course, with the 105 class that we're doing this year and last year or 2 years ago when we did the Masters. Yeah, that's awesome. So kudos to you guys and the collaborations that are taking place from one side of the pond to the other. And any way that I can help, of course, for any of you guys, not just Luke and Ree and George and Nick and Jeremy and everybody else, but anything I can do to help you out with my show, I'm going to help you out. And that's my promise to all you for sticking with me and staying true to believing in what I'm doing, because I believe in everything you guys are doing out there. So please reach out to me. If you need anything from me, I'm here. I expect little to nothing in return. I love doing this. This is a major part of who I am and allowing me to stay in a part of a community that I love so much. So again, thank you guys for sticking with me through all this. Yeah, so I think that's a good way to end maybe this first show, because I'm going to get another one going like right away. Within the next day or two, I'm going to record another one. This is just working the rust off. I feel like I stumbled through a lot of my words here today, but thanks for bearing with me. I may have missed a few things. I took a couple notes. Yeah, I think I got everything I think I need to say. I'll mention some more names. You know I love to name drop here, you guys. I name drop the shit out of everybody. And, you know, I'll stir the mud a little bit too, as you guys know, just like I did with Camby and Clayton conversation a little while ago. We all have different groups and camps we're a part of, but in the end, we're all strength athletes that love to see the best competition out there, no matter who's involved. And so a little encouragement never hurt. So with that said, I'm going to let you guys go. Remember, follow back, listen back. These shows will get better and better and better. I've got a lot of fun surprises. I've got 4 live streams, the official podcast of these new live streams coming up, particularly Battle of the Beach, Motor City, and Raw Strength. And I want to know, and if there's any more out there that you guys want to see me get to, or any promoters out there that'd like me to come on down, bring some equipment, and just have some fun with you guys. So anyhow, that's all I got for you. Stay strong. We'll see you later.